This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. It's an election year. It seems there are reactions from candidates on every major news story. But when does a politician cross the line from commenting on news to politicizing an event, such as the Flint drinking water problem, it being contaminated with lead? Joining us now is the chair of the Michigan Republican Party, Ronna Romney McDaniel. First, let's talk about your assessment of what happened in Flint.
Well, I think all of us in Michigan are very concerned about the citizens of Flint, especially the children. It's very clear that there were failures at the local, state, and federal level in providing the proper non-corrosive measures to the pipes as they switched their water sources, which led to lead leaching into the water and has led to some serious issues with the residents of Flint. And we all need to be concerned about these citizens and rallying around this community.
You've been highly critical of Hillary Clinton for her comments on the Flint water debacle. You've been quoted as saying Clinton is using Flint families as, quote, political pawns, and that Clinton visited Flint and it was a calculated campaign tactic, an attempt to grab headlines by a struggling campaign. Why do you see it that way?
Well, first of all, this isn't a partisan issue. And when Hillary Clinton comes into Michigan and doesn't meet with Republicans and overstates or doesn't understand the whole scope of the issue and doesn't get all the facts and then turns it into a national headline, she's doing that to help herself, not to help the residents of Flint. And by not meeting with Republican leaders and Democrat leaders, she's showing once again that she's incapable of unifying people. This is something where everybody in Michigan needs to be involved in the solution, Republicans and Democrats. We need to shed party labels and come together. And she's used it in a calculated political manner. And the proof of that is she was here on January 12th, after Flint had been declared an emergency. She was in Detroit at a fundraiser, a $3,000 plate fundraiser with Michael Bolton, and she chose not to go to Flint. She only came to Flint when her poll numbers were 30 points down in New Hampshire. I think that's unfortunate.
I want to ask you about a tweet. In fact, I saw it this morning. You've been criticized for politicizing it because of those comments that you made. So where do you, or any political figure for that matter, where do you draw the line between legitimate criticism and politicizing?
Well, what I think our governor is doing is the right course. He has said, I take accountability for the failures at the state level. Now we need to work with the Democrat mayor, the Democrat legislature. We've seen bipartisan legislation pass through the House and the Senate in Michigan. That is how you help a community in crisis in our state. And I'm just simply pointing out, don't parachute into our state and take your private plane out and not be part of the solution.
Do you think you were politicizing with the tweets or some of the other comments you've made?
Not at all. I'm calling out a national politician who's come in and politicized an issue in our state. I don't think that's politicizing at all. It's saying, you know what, we need unity right now and be part of the solution.
I don't want to beat this to death because we've got other things to talk about, but what's wrong with using a government-created disaster for things such as fundraising, outreach, organizing to engage the public that your ideas for governing might be better than the other parties?
I don't think it's right to fundraise off the Flint tragedy in any political campaign right now across the state.
Let's be clear, she's also, and again, I don't want to be a Clinton apologist, that's not my role here, but she's also set up fundraising for Flint.
I think that's wonderful, and I think everybody welcomes all those help, and what a wonderful outpouring of support Flint has had across the state from every section of the state. And we want to see that. But to fundraise off of it for your personal political campaign, I think is wrong right now because we still have a lot of work to do in Flint. So those monies and those resources are better put to Flint right now.
Do you think that the U.S. senators and some of the presidential candidates who've made comments about Flint basically criticizing the U.S. EPA's for its role and kind of giving a pass to the governor because it's a Republican administration, do you think that's politicizing?
I don't think anybody's giving a pass, but I think everybody, including the governor, is saying there should be a full investigation, and I certainly agree with that, and people should be held accountable. And this is a failure of government. I mean, nobody's saying that, but there were failures at the local level, the state level, and the national level, and we need to find out what that is. And I think all these investigations will lead to that. But in the meantime, we still have a community in crisis. We still need to rally around that community, and our governor's leading the charge to do that in a bipartisan way.
We're listening to Ronna Romney McDaniel. She's the chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Let's talk about the Republican primaries. It's kind of interesting to watch what's happened. Trump is coming into the state really strongly. Nobody was really predicting this earlier. Everybody thought, in fact, a year ago, I think everybody was deciding that it was going to be like a Bush-Clinton part three or whatever.
I think there is a frustration, and I found this even when I was running for chair or in my neighborhood. People feel like government isn't working well, that the parties aren't working together to find solutions. There's a lot of stalemate in Washington. Congress and the president don't work together. And I think you're seeing kind of that frustration bubble up in this election, and people are looking for a change. We've had a very vigorous debate on the Republican side. As chair, I stay neutral, but I'm happy to see our candidates talk about serious issues that voters are concerned about.
I understand that you're neutral on this, but I also have to wonder, there are more controversial figures running for the presidential nomination than others. Is there a character or characters who, if they end up on the ballot, might cause some problems down ticket for the Republican Party?
I don't think we can predict that yet. We've got to see who our candidate is. I will say I've been so impressed with all of our candidates and the discussion that they've had and the energy I've seen around the state as they've come into the state. We've had standing room only at a lot of their events, and I'm thrilled to have them in Michigan as many times as possible.
I want to ask you about the other Democratic candidate we haven't talked about. We saw Bernie Sanders come in the other day. He packed out the EMU Convo Hall with more than 9,000 people. He's been doing that pretty consistently. He's kind of like drawing the same kind of crowds that Trump is. I'm wondering what you make of that.
I'm not really following that side as much. I know I'm going to be supporting the Republican nominee. I'm not feeling the burn. But, you know, I'm concerned. I think he's promising a lot of things that sound great and really attractive to young students and kids, but I don't think are sustainable. I don't think that people can afford all the things that he's promising. I think it would be damaging to our economy.
I'm wondering, what congressional races are you watching more closely than others?
You know, the first district's going to be an interesting race because
right,
we
because
have Congressman Benishek
is
not running again. And you've got a very well-funded Democrat whose wife was an Obama fundraiser.
And your former counterpart.
And my former counterpart running. And he's able to raise a lot of funds. And, of course, on the Republican side, we're going to have a primary. So that'll be a race we'll look at and be engaged in. The 7th district, Congressman Wahlberg, is always an interesting race. And then the 8th district with Mike Bishop as well and Melissa Gilbert.
Yeah, we should talk about the 7th district because Wahlberg has won the last couple of challenges, but he has lost too to Mark Schauer a few years ago. Do you think he's more vulnerable than possibly the other Republican candidates in the congressional races?
Well, the Democratic Committee has put that in one of their top 10 races that they're going to be challenging.
Right, the Democrat is Gretchen Driscoll.
Gretchen Driscoll. And Congressman Wahlberg has done such a great job serving that district. I get the privilege of spending time with him and seeing how hard he works and how wonderfully he represents his constituents. I have every belief that they will reelect him based on the merit of the service he's done for that community the past 4 years.
What else are you watching these days besides races and an election year? Anything else that the party is concerned about? You've got to work on a platform.
It's all politics right now for us. I mean, we're focusing on electing good candidates. So we're very focused on Michigan. We've turned our state around under Republican leadership in the past 5 years, adding 420,000 new jobs.
So what are you dealing with right now? What's keeping you up late at night?
Well, we want to keep our majority in the state house. We have a 63 majority right now out of 110. We want to keep that majority. We want our governor to be able to be as effective as he can in his final 2 years and complete his agenda. And we know he's done great things for the state of Michigan. And when I say 420,000 new jobs, that means 420,000 families have been helped under that type of leadership in our state. It means businesses are coming back to Michigan. Kids are graduating from college and having jobs. That's exactly what I want out of our leadership in our state. I want my kids to come back to Michigan and live near me when they graduate from college. So we've set up a great environment. I'm so proud of our governor and our Republican leadership, and we want to keep that going in 2016.
Language has been approved for a ballot measure in November to recall Rick Snyder. Now, they have to gather the signatures. That's not yet been done. Is there any concern that this governor might be recalled by the voters?
I'm not concerned about that. I think the governor has shown what a tremendous leader he is. And even with the Flint situation, he has stepped forward and he is really leading the way to find solutions. You know, what we have learned through this process is there are infrastructure issues across this country. What our governor's doing, bringing in experts and looking at this problem, I think is something that's going to be implemented nationwide after what he does in Flint to help with replacing the lead pipes and getting that water drinkable again for those citizens.
Ronna Romney McDaniel is chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.